about the Gary Matthews trade, what that does for you as an organization.
Well, what it does is it kind of gives us protection, of course, with Beltran going down. It does give us some protection there as far as, you know, a guy that can, Gary can play all outfield positions. Center field in a ballpark like ours, you want to make sure that, yeah, Pagan had a good year. Pagan was going to be kind of the fourth or fifth outfielder. Now we're kind of covering, and I feel that we needed to do that from a defensive standpoint.
How concerned are you, and is the trade a sign? You're concerned that Carlos might be out longer than initially he's been talked about?
No. You know, I mean, we don't expect him to be out longer than what we initially talked about. But that being said, you know, you got a chance to get a player like Gary Matthews Jr. in your team. You want to be able to do that. It's a huge switch hitter. He's a player that can, you know, can play all multiple outfield positions, and it's good to be able to have that versatility.
How difficult has the last couple weeks been for you? You're trying to separate from 2009, but the Carlos situation crops up and it brings people back to what happened in 2009.
Yeah, it's still, you know, you'd rather not have those injuries, you know. I think when we went out there, we got Jason Bay. We felt pretty good that we've upgraded the team. You get the Beltran injury is not something you want to see. We have to just, eventually we're going to be, you know, we should be healthy. And when we get healthy, we have a good team.
There's been a lot of talk here today, obviously, about the change you want to see in Buffalo this season after all that happened last year. It seemed last year initially you guys were a little resistant to change as the season started, and your philosophies in the offseason have been dramatically different. That's just a sign you want a lot of things different here this year, isn't it?
Well, I think last year, we early in the year, like similar, the injury bug was not only in the major leagues, the injury bug was also here in Buffalo. The changes that at least we've done going into the year is, I think that we've been a little bit more aggressive in pursuing some of those what we consider foray free agents that we feel are going to come over here and be able to hopefully do a good job. They perform in AAA, and you know, even though last year when we signed some guys like got hurt that was supposed to come over here, we just kind of went out there and made a focus earlier on in bringing guys that we think might end up playing here, you know, guys that have played AAA, that have produced AAA, because we feel it's important to win here. We want to win here. And we do have a blend of young players coming up in AA, and we want to have them be some of those veteran 4A players, as they're called.
People are still thinking about maybe Toley being here. I mean, is he still a possibility at least to make the big club?
He's a possibility, and I say this because look, if we would have signed like a Molina, he probably would have definitely been here. Without signing Molina, we are going to still continue to look for a catcher. In the ideal world, we would like to have Just Toley be here and, you know, playing all year, if possible, most of the year. Coming off a good year in AA, Ike Davis we're excited about too. So those kind of guys, if we could blend those young guys into the mix, Toley's one. But, of course, we don't know that yet until we see our catching situation gets settled in the major leagues.
You're still looking for another starting pitcher,
We're still looking for some pitching still. We're still looking for see if we can. I feel if I have to go with the catching situation, we'll go with it. Santos was on the old rookie team. And then, of course, we went out and got Henry Blanco, who did a very good job for us. So, we are going to continue to look for pitching. The question is, you know, what is that pitching that's available? And some of the guys that are out there right now are guys that have some injury history. So we have to kind of keep our eyes on that if we are going to sign some of those pitches.
You've talked several times, not just today, about wanting to have a long-term relationship in Buffalo with this franchise. Your PDC is up after this year. I mean, how concerned are you if the season doesn't go well in the field, you won't get another chance here?
Well, look, we think good things are going to happen. We think that hopefully we're going to have a good year. And our goal is to be able to be here in Buffalo long term.
Have you discussed that agreement with them at all?
I know last year we talked a little bit about, but you know, we haven't sat down and discussed as far as beyond this year. At some point in time, we will.
Relatively soon, I assume.
Well, it's not going to happen today, but
today, but
at some point in time, I'm pretty sure when. I think John will get to spring training, and sometimes in the early part of the year, we'll have some type of conversation with them.
What do you think about the prospect level of the organization now? Well, there were a lot of guys in A-ball last year, and even though the AA team struggled, there were young players there who had some success.
Yes.
Do you feel the prospect level overall has improved even from last year?
Yeah, I think so. I think we have some pretty good prospects. I mean, you know, you're talking about the kids like the Ike Davis of the world, the Tolies of the world. You're talking about, you know, Henry Mejia, Bradley Holt. We got some, this is at the AA level. Remembering that Jonathan Neese, remembering that Fernando Martinez should have been in AAA for most of the year and had to be brought up. Actually, even Omer Santos had to be brought up. So we do have some young guys that we like, and I think that we, you know, the prospect level, we do have some guys at the lower, at the A leagues that are moving up to AA. So we feel pretty good about our young prospects.
Jerry had mentioned the fact that you have AA guys who are really performing well. You won't hesitate to bring them up to AAA at the expense of perhaps a six-year free agent.
Yes, well, that's one thing, you know, we talked about Terry, and Terry believes it. Terry believes that the player is talented. You want to be able to challenge the player. You got to have a fine balance of that. You can't be able to challenge every player at the same time. But there's nothing wrong with challenging some young players instead of that older player. And I think because, as Terry says, those older players, sometimes what you see is what you get. But with the young prospect, they may scuffle at first. But as the year goes on, they'll get better.
How is he?